Rough Rider Radio is paid for by Yavapai College and is solely responsible for its content.
From the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's time for Rough Rider Radio, a focus on Yavapai College. And now, here's your host for Rough Rider Radio, Kim Capen.
Welcome to Rough Rider Radio, the show about all things related to Yavapai College, your community college. We have two very informative guests with us today. First up is Michael Burns, Library Services Director. He's also heading up YC's 50th anniversary celebration. He'll give us a sneak peek at all the great activities that'll be taking place around the county and the district and much, much more. Later in the show, we'll meet Selena Bliss. She is the most senior faculty for YC's nationally recognized nursing program, and she practically grew up right here on the Prescott campus back in the early 70s. A bit of interesting history coming our way. We're going to take a short break and return with Mike Burns.
Why attend Yavapai College? As a freshman, you won't get lost in an ocean of students. Average class size is number 17 people. That means you'll know your professor, and they'll know you. Their faculty are highly engaged with the student body, and they know their stuff. 28% of full-time faculty have their PhDs. Academic advisors will help you map your academic pathway to achievement. Contact the Yavapai College Answer Center today to get started with registration for spring semester, selecting classes and financial aid. Or visit them online at yc.edu. You're listening to Rough Rider Radio on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Kim Capen.
We are back with Mike Burns, Director of Library Services. He is heading up YC's upcoming half-century celebration. This is huge, Mike. This college has been in existence for over 50 years. I guess in 15 years it can apply for Social Security. But this is a big celebration that's going to be going around district-wide and lots of celebrations and lots of great things coming up. And you have been charged with overseeing that whole thing. Tell us how that happened and what we got planned.
Yeah, sometimes I ask myself that question too. It was explained to me that the library, we do have a reputation of being the wacky funsters on campus, if you will. People have always gone to our welcome back events. And, you know, it's always a theme. It's like a themed party, basically. And now you do a couple of those after a few years of, zombies and
zombie apocalypse.
Zombie apocalypse. Yeah. We did the steampunk Alice in Wonderland. And so, again, we got the reputation of being able to put on a good production.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we are the life of the party, if you will, on campus. So.
Which is pretty interesting because most of us think of librarians and library scientists, if you will, mm-hmm. as being sort of bookish and quiet because they work in a quiet environment and around books, which is generally thought of as a solitary pursuit. But mm-hmm. you've got a group of fun people, and all of that was taken into consideration when you guys were asked to head up the celebration. So what do we have planned?
Right. And like you said, well, using the book metaphor, you know, never judge a book by its cover. Not all librarians are square.
Yeah, we'll explore that a little later after you tell us about the plans.
The 50th anniversary. So what do we have coming up? We have a couple of projects that we've been working on for, over a year, close to a year and a half on some of these. We have a history of the college book that Ginny Bilbray and Amy Fruchter have been working on. It's called YC Past and Present.
Hmm.
And that should be probably in about 2 weeks we should have like a final copy.
Okay, so there'll be a book that actually recounts the past 50 years, I'm assuming, in text and pictures and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, now how will that be available? Are you guys going to print a hard copy? Will it be available online? What's the plan for distributing that?
Right now, it's hard copy mm-hmm. only that I'm aware of.
Mm-hmm.
that's interesting. You mentioned ebook. We didn't look into the possibility of that.
Mm.
So this was something we want, the president to be able to hand out to dignitaries
sure.
when she goes and speaks to Rotary clubs mm-hmm. and things of that nature. And also we want people to have it on their coffee tables. And so the plan for that would be, again, to give them to administration, to get hand out as gifts, and also we'll be selling them at the bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
The cost is yet to be determined.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the plan for the book. In conjunction with the book, we are putting together a video.
You're putting together a video. Well, by way of disclosure, I'm one of the two producers and directors on that particular venture. And what we've been tasked to do is do a sort of a mini documentary, a retrospective, if you will, on Yavapai College's history. So we've had a great time finding people from Yavapai College's past and bringing them in and interviewing them for this particular production. And it's fascinating to hear the stories that are being told about life on the campus back in the 70s and 80s and so on. And we have instructors that actually, an instructor that grew up here over in the residence halls. Her father was one of the first instructors here at the college, and she remembers roller skating around this campus when it was very barren back in the old days, and now she's the most senior nursing faculty here at the college. That's Dr. Selena Bliss. So there's many stories like that, and when you look at our history, I mean, we have some pretty well-known people that are alumni here. Ken Bennett, former Secretary of State. Kenton Jones, Superior Court Judge. Mm-hmm. Cody Lundeen, reality star mm-hmm. and teacher here. So there, it's going
Kurt
to be
Schilling.
Kurt Schilling.
Former D-back and Red
Sox. That's right. The controversial player, but a great player here. Billy Hatcher. Who
Another
played
former
with the,
Red Sox.
That's right,
yeah.
And the Chicago Cubs, and did very well here. So there's quite a story to tell with that particular venture.
Well, and funny you mentioned, so just literally yesterday I was up at the Verde Valley, the Spring Forum, and I was given a quick update on the 50th anniversary. But it was also just prior to the forum, they did the Years of Service. And so I'm there to talk about the 50th anniversary, and about 10 minutes previous, Tom Schumacher was given his 40th year pin.
40 years.
So there's people around. I mean, there's and I know Helen, mm-hmm. who's also working on the film, she was in the room, and she said, we're right. definitely going to interview Tom.
Schumacher.
I guess he was a little shy. I guess Tom's been a little shy with that. But,
sure.
He's...
Yeah, and you mentioned Helen Stevenson, who most people in this community know her for the Prescott Film Festival. She is the executive director of that and has been for about 9 years. I think they're going on year 10 finally. And she's also directs our film and media arts program here at the college. And she and I have been working together on that, we'll call it a film, and looking forward to that being ready to go sometime when you launch prior to August.
Excellent. Yeah, we're hoping to show the film at the fall convocation in August. I guess it'll be around August 13th.
Yeah, so. We'll have it for you.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'll wrap it up by then.
I kind of feel like I'm turning the tables here, like I'm interviewing you now.
Feel free. Right? I get to interview people all day. You can interview me. Turnabout is fair play. What are some of the other events that are happening around? Yeah. And I'm guessing we're hitting some of the campuses around the district because we have campus locations in Prescott Valley and near the airport at SeaTech, and we've got the Verde campus in Chino. Tell us what's happening around for the different parts of our county.
Yeah, absolutely. So we're going to be having a celebration, if you will. These will be more of – we want an open house type feel to it. We want to showcase each campus and the uniqueness of the campuses. So we do want to have the buildings open so when people come on campus during their celebrations, they'll be able to come through and just see, like the pool or, up at Verde Valley, go see the wine center.
Mm-hmm.
What does that look like? But the draw, the things to get the people on campus is we do want these community events celebrations. And what do those look like?
Mm-hmm.
So for Prescott, I could say so the day, which would be August 25th,
mm-hmm.
And just so you know, all these celebrations are going to be happening fall of 2018. I could read them off, or I could just tell you that we are going to be putting up a web page, a website.
Yeah, I'd like to hear a little bit about what you have on the agenda. That'd be really good to know. And the fact that we can probably go to yc.edu, and I'm guessing that we'll have a web page that will direct our visitors to the college web page.
Correct. We are creating a web page strictly, specifically for the 50th anniversary. That's being put together by Ustazo White and James Ryder, our two tech people in the library who are just absolutely amazing. Their technical skills are just top notch. So they're putting together the website. But just to give you some of the examples of what will be going on at these events, drone races, a shooting range simulator.
That'll be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dollars for Scholars Fun Run here at the Prescott campus.
Yeah. How far is that going to be?
The distance?
Yeah.
So if I'm hearing it right, it's just going to be one lap around the YC Trail. So however long.
Yeah. I think it's about a mile. Okay. That'll be a fun run. I could almost do that.
Well, they say fun because you don't have to run.
Okay.
It's also even a walk. Yeah. I know. You could walk. Apparently you can take your pet, your dog, if you wanted to.
I'm going to have to rent a dog, but
if you want.
I'd love to participate in that. So there's
bands.
Yeah, there's a band.
There'll be live bands. Craig Ralston. He's the chair of our events subcommittee, and he's doing a fantastic job of lining up talent. Again, in the Prescott campus, we're hoping to have like a Prescott's Got Talent
show. Fantastic.
Those are the events. And he's told me, or I've been told, that Sugar and the Mint will be playing here on the Prescott campus.
Okay.
They're a big name band.
All right. And I think it's safe to say that we have a very big name that will be headlining for the 50th celebration, I think, sometime in late August or September.
Correct. So the Prescott campus celebration will be Saturday, August 25th. And the big, the Sacco Bafo ending of that day is we were asked to get a celebrity guest that, you know, obviously would attract to the widest audience.
Right.
And so we batted about some names, and then Jay Leno came up, and I knew it. Like I told the committee, I said, "Wow, even my dad likes Jay Leno." You know, my dad hates everybody. But
oh, that's funny.
But we're really excited. Yeah,
that's a huge coup for the college to get a comedian of that caliber. I mean, we've had some great comedians going back over the years. My favorite's been Paula Poundstone, by the way. So if she ever shows up here again, I highly recommend her. But Jay Leno has such broad appeal, and he's so fantastic with people, and I think he's going to really just sell the house out and bring the house down for this particular celebration. And for the people that aren't aware of the Verde Valley campus and the Southwest Wine Center out there, pay attention to the dates where that celebration will be going on, because the Southwest Wine Center is really a state-of-the-art facility that's teaching students how to produce wines in a fast-growing industry, the wine industry, in the Verde Valley. And it's a beautiful estate winery and a beautiful facility and well worth visiting. Before we go, we just have about 1 minute. Wow. How does somebody get involved in library services? When do you say, "I want to be a librarian"? What was going on when you made that career choice to be a library services professional?
For me, it wasn't just it's funny you mention that, because the Olympics are going on. The Winter Olympics are going on right now. And when I was at NAU, I wanted to luge.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's one of those sports, like, how?
Yeah, right.
How do you begin? So I figured step one would be to contact the United States Olympic Committee.
Okay. I'm getting a wrap-up sign.
Oh.
So, but anyway, I want to talk to you again more about that, Mike.
I'll come back.
Thanks so much for joining us on Rough Rider Radio. We're going to take a short break and come back with Dr. Selena Bliss.
A college education can get really expensive. That's why people choose Yavapai College. They've done the math. Yavapai's tuition is thousands less than a state or private university. Definitely the best choice for a low-cost, high-quality education with super supportive instructors. You can take credit classes to earn a degree or certificate, to transfer over to another institution, or simply for personal enjoyment. Register today at yc.edu. Yavapai College. Life explored.
You're listening to Rough Rider Radio on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Kim Capen.
And we are back with Dr. Selena Bliss, who's been with the college for nearly a quarter of a century as an instructor. And there's a whole backstory, Selena. Welcome. We'd love to hear about your life. You came here, I believe, in the 70s with your family, and it's almost been one continuous living situation in one way or another with Yavapai College. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we moved here in 1971, and the sole purpose was because my father, Don C., got a position as an English teacher. That was the year Yavapai College was moving on campus. The buildings were brand new. It was a little barren at the time. We didn't have the beautiful shrubberies and trees that we have now, but it's grown since then. Yeah, so we came here. I was just a little kid. It was a good time then. It was a much smaller community.
Mm. Yeah, tell us a little bit about your impressions of Prescott then, you know, because we have people here that have come from all over the country. Prescott has really grown up since the 1970s, and I think a lot of us like to hear, hey, what was it like back in the 70s? We hear that this beautiful campus, which is beautiful now, was barren. What was the town and the surrounding area like?
Yeah, it was actually quite different back then. I suppose there was about 15,000 people. There was only one high school, so everybody from Chino came into the Prescott High, which is where I eventually graduated. Prescott Valley, when we moved here, had only five buildings. It was a bunch of street cuts. We thought it was land fraud at the time, but boy, if we would have only known back then what
That's
we know
right.
now. Traffic, maybe one or two stoplights going downtown. I remember riding my bicycle to school in the morning and rarely even having to stop. We would be without our hands on the handlebars, of course, just cruising through town because it wasn't a big deal. Traffic wasn't what it is like now.
Mm.
And as far as the college, that was interesting because it was just the four buildings, buildings one through four. And it was a known fact at the time that a gentleman who was the architect actually designed prisons, and it had that institutional-like look.
Mm, yeah.
So it's kind of the joke at the time, but since the remodel we had about, I'd say 15 years ago, you can see we have a much softer look and certainly a lot more buildings.
And tell us about your experience taking classes. You know, you were probably one of the early dual enrollment students here. They didn't call it dual enrollment back then, but you were taking college level classes while you were going to Prescott High School, and then you went on from there.
Yeah, our parents were pretty savvy at the time, and several of the other faculty did this along with some of my friends I was growing up with. They figured out since they worked here full time, their children got free tuition, so they would enroll us in coursework to knock off a semester or two before we actually went to the universities. It was assumed back then if you were the child of a professor here at Yavapai College, you were going to a university. Mm. There was no choice. So I remember attending quite a few evening classes here. So I got to feel what it was like early on to be a student. It was fun taking some of the classes from some of my dad's friends who I grew up knowing on a casual basis as well.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Now, you went down to Phoenix for college, and then you circled back.
Yeah, I was one of the few at the time because the economy, there were not a lot of jobs for new graduates. So a lot of folks that went from Prescott High to college never came back because of the job situation. I was one of a handful back in 84, yeah, that got to come back to Prescott.
Yeah, what was that like? That's sort of it's interesting. Kids generally here will get their high school education, they'll go to college, and maybe seek a bigger city for the first part of their career, but you decided to come back.
Yeah, my daughter was definitely one of those. She went to NAU, and she went on to Denver from there. I was very lucky, like I said at the time, Yavapai Regional Medical Center wasn't hiring a lot of new grads, and I was not a local. I didn't come from Yavapai College, but I did come from Prescott High, and I think that's why they did give me a break. So I was hired there as a new graduate, and I'm actually still on their payroll now, and that's going on 34 years. Yeah.
So fast forward from the beginning of your career, 24 years at Yavapai College, you are the longest, I guess they would call it tenured faculty at Yavapai College in the nursing department.
Yeah, in the nursing department, definitely. Not so much in some of our other departments. I just circled around the drive this morning and saw Beth Boyd out there with her geography class. She certainly has some history in this institution. But yeah, when you go down the hallways at the nursing division here, you'll see all the pictures from the days past, and it seems like mine just keeps going down the hall and around the corner. Mm. I like to say I'm a result or a product of all the faculty that came before me. I just took a little from each one of them, and I carry on our legacy in the nursing department.
Yeah, tell us about your involvement with the Faculty Senate. We don't want to get too much into inside baseball on how faculty functions, but you've taken that concept you just talked about and really put it to you serving as the faculty president.
Yeah, faculty governance is really important in college systems. My father stepped up to the plate quite early as Faculty Association president. I think after 1 year here, he was already the president. He served in that role 4 years over the period of 27 years he taught here. So I realized right away as I started as new faculty, I had big shoes to fill. It was expected that you would be professionally active, supporting your colleagues and your profession as an educator. So as such, I served on every committee, everyone but standards. That one I didn't quite make yet. Mm. I finally got my turn as Faculty Association president last year, so I got an inside view of the challenges of that position of being an officer of the Senate.
Selena, what attracted you to the profession of nursing? It can be, I'm sure, very rewarding, and depending on what your specialty is, it could probably be a little stressful, but you've done it for a long time, and you continue to do it, and you've combined that with a passion for teaching. What got you into the nursing profession?
Well, I wish I could tell you the answer, and that's the reason I recruit now at the high school. I honestly, when I went to college, had no idea what I wanted to do. I knew I would never do well in a job where I sat from 8 to 5, worked in an office Monday through Friday. I just sort of transitioned into nursing once I realized what a nurse did, and then it was like the world just opened up to me. I like to tell the students, I still don't know what I'm going to do when I grow up because there's so many choices in nursing. And once a nurse, always a nurse. So you can retire and just go on to volunteer work. Nursing is a practice profession, and that's why it's important to me to continue practicing at the hospital while I teach at the college.
What is your specialty at the hospital? What kind of nursing do you practice?
I actually started in the intensive care unit, the acute care areas. I then transitioned to the emergency department for about 12 years. Now I work on a post-op medical surgical unit.
Okay. And, you know, the nursing program that you're involved with now is, and it has been for some time, considered one of the best in the United States. Tell us about the factors that go into making a great nursing program like we have here.
Yeah, I think because we're a small institution, we have a more personalized touch. We have a high pass rate on our licensure exams. I think we expect a lot of our students. Here in Prescott, it was especially important that we had quality graduates because we provided most of the nursing workforce for the VA and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Part of my joy of being a nurse educator is working alongside of our graduates shoulder to shoulder at the bedside in the nursing profession. So knowing that our graduates are filling our local facilities, we're responsive to our community to produce a good quality graduate, and nursing is especially important to do so.
Right, and you talked a little bit about working at the bedside. Talk about bedside manner a little bit. You know, that's become so important these days, and we're in a day and age when general practitioners who we used to connect to back in the old days, our family doctor, that specialty is kind of diminishing a little bit, and nurse practitioners and the like are really becoming the connector between the patient and the medical profession.
Yeah, healthcare has really evolved over the years. Gone are the days where your physician makes office, comes out of their office and makes rounds in the morning and the evening at the hospital. Now you're assigned a hospitalist who takes care of you during your hospital stay, and certainly nurse practitioners are working alongside our hospitalists. So it's evolved over the years. It's been fun to see the changes. It's been challenging and no doubt stressful at times, but that's why I love nursing. It's the challenge, and no 2 days are the same.
And talk a little bit about the job prospects. You know, we've got high school students here that are looking, high school seniors that are looking for professions, jobs that pay well, that give them the same opportunities that you articulated, which is not sitting behind a desk, having a little action in their lives, and maybe helping people. Where can they go? We talked about working at YRMC, nurse practitioner, but I know there's all sorts of other opportunities out there.
Yeah, and that's where Yavapai College is pretty savvy. The healthcare umbrella contains quite a few healthcare professions, and we developed our Allied Health Program, which is out in Prescott Valley. In that track, you can be a certified nursing assistant, medical assistant, work in radiology, versus nursing, which is a whole nother discipline under healthcare. So there's a variety of choices, and I believe Yavapai College has done a good job keeping up with our offerings in our programs.
Right, and the instructors, like yourself, are very well trained and very active in the nursing community. You recently got your PhD.
I did, yes. I did that for the sole purpose of, I had a vision when Dr. Jim Horton, our past president, started making alliances between community colleges and universities. I envisioned a university center where a graduate from Yavapai College could stay locally and pursue their bachelor's degree, because that's the next step in nursing, is moving on from your associate to your bachelor's degree. Well, to teach at the university level, you need a doctorate or a PhD. And since I'm definitely on the educator track, I saw the future, and that's what I aim to do. So got the degree, haven't yet taught in a university program, but we've got concurrent enrollment programs now where our students at Yavapai College can take, at the same time in their associate degree, they can take their bachelor degree courses. So it's just a matter of time before you're going to see us teaching both in the associate degree and bachelor degree tracks.
Approximately how many graduates are you putting out into the community each year?
Well, I remember when we doubled our size. We used to graduate a class of 42 every May, and then we doubled it because at that time, 10 years ago, the state said, look, we're going into a nursing shortage. We need every nursing program in the state to double their size. Well, Yavapai College took that to heart, and we tripled our size at that time. We started graduating in December and May, and it's currently around 44. So I'd say about 98 to 102 graduates a year.
Now, out of that cohort, how many are staying in the Prescott area or in Yavapai County, and how many are leaving to take jobs elsewhere? And we just have about 40 seconds left.
All right. So. Well, that's a good question, because it's a known fact that about 65%-ish or so of our workforce are our local graduates here in the Prescott area. So it is definitely more than 50% fill our local facilities.
Very good. And with your busy schedule, we want to find out a little bit more about you. We have 30 seconds. And what do you do in, to relax in your spare time?
Oh, it's all about nursing, volunteering I'm not on the payroll. Yeah, again, I said there's just so many choices. There's a lot of opportunity. I'm currently president of our professional organization, so that's going to keep me busy for the next 2 years.
That'll keep you busy. We've about run out of time. Selena Bliss, thank you for joining us today. Folks, stay tuned for more Rough Rider Radio right after this.
Yavapai College is your community college with 6 campus locations throughout Yavapai County, offering a wide variety of quality, affordable academic programs and job training that's designed to get you working quickly. Stay connected with Yavapai College through social media and receive the latest news about Performing Arts Center shows, art exhibitions, upcoming enrollment dates, course schedules, and more. It's all available by just visiting the college website at yc.edu. Now, let's return to Rough Rider Radio with your host, Kim Capen.
Special thanks to Mike Burns and Selena Bliss for appearing on today's show, and thank you, audience, for supporting Yavapai College. Remember, you can find information on all YC classes, news, sporting events, concerts, and more by visiting yc.edu and following Yavapai College on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. This is Kim Capen back with you on Rough Rider Radio next week.
You've been listening to Rough Rider Radio with your host, Kim Capen. The views expressed on today's show are solely those of Yavapai College and do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our sponsors. Join us next Saturday at 12:30 for Rough Rider Radio on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Rough Rider Radio was paid for by Yavapai College and were solely responsible for its content.